Blog Talk Radio.
Doodle doo. That cat doodle doo. White doodle doo and a cat doodle doo. Just saying. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and get into it. The number is on the screen. You guys can call in to talk. It's 213-943-3362. And the question is simple. Are you for or against salad tossing and ass play? I got a homeboy and a homeboy and his girlfriend, and they swear by it. She likes it more than him. There are ladies out there who like it, but they don't know how to tell their man they like it because they're worried that their man will be offended. Then there's also men who like it, but they don't know how to tell their woman because their woman may be offended, and they don't really know, and they don't really know how to do it. You don't know what to say. You don't know how to say it. Say, caught dog licking his own balls. I'm telling you now, Sugamuto, let me tell you something. The best thing that ever happened was I couldn't give myself head. I'd have been in, broke up with some people. I don't need you. Okay, I could never get rid of Goddess, though, because this is something, I don't know, I actually know how to do what it is, crap shit is she do, but that's some crazy shit. That should be outlawed. I don't even know how you could, how you could do that to someone, just suck a dick off like this. I had to check to make sure it was still there. But, no pun intended, there's a lot of things that people like, and that's to say, right, Hucklebuck, you just ask. There's nothing wrong with just asking. Just ask. Just ask. NBA, nothing but ass. But listen, I want to answer some of these phone lines, but literally we're just talking about anal play of all kinds, either to the man, from the man to the woman, from the woman to the man, however it is you do or don't do it. Do or don't do. That is the question. Do or don't do. Oh, man, let me go to this phone.
No.
206. Wait a minute. What the fuck just happened? I didn't mean to press that. My bad. This thing is stupid. 206. What's going on? Oh, man, let me go to this phone. Stop laughing. 206.
Wait a minute. What the fuck just happened? I didn't mean to press that. My bad. This thing is stupid. 206. What's going on?
I hear you moving around.
Stop 206. 206.
Tommy.
Yes.
What's good, man?
Not much. Now turn me off in the background.
All right.
Y'all start. If y'all call the show, be ready.
I'm sorry, bro. I just got on. Right.
You all right? All right. Are you for or against
tossing
any
salad?
Kind of anal play, some kind of anal play or none?
For certain anal play, far as, yeah, I'm down to, like, if I meet a chick, I see she's clean, you know what I'm saying, I may want to do that or go there, you know what I'm saying, but
oh, this is one of those situations where black doodle dudes?
What's that?
You one of those black doodle dudes?
Black doodle dudes.
Yeah, one of them black dudes who will do whatever the woman asks. Black doodle doo! Because I said a white doodle doo, pretty much anything that a woman asks. Like a cock a doodle doo, but a white doodle doo?
No, hell no. I'm a doodle doo.
Okay, so some things you would do, but when it comes. Okay, so but when it comes to the anus, you're pretty much open.
Far as her, but not me.
So you will lick her ass. You will take.
No,
you will
no.
Give her ass licking,
no.
But you won't take her ass licking.
No, I ain't tossing no salad. I'm talking about far as penetrating the anus.
Wait, no, I'm asking. So you'll take a woman tossing your salad, yes?
Oh, no, I don't dig that.
Okay, so you, like I said, will you anally penetrate a female?
Yes.
Does it feel different?
Than the vagina, yeah.
Better or worse? Or, yeah, it has to be better or worse.
Better.
Or just different?
Better.
Really?
It's tighter. It feels better.
I don't believe this. Are you serious?
You don't?
No, I didn't. That I did not know. You telling me something. Now you're going to make me go try
it
after the show.
I mean, man, it fits better, like they say, it fits like a glove. Like a pair of motherfuckers. What was those OJ was wearing? Isotonus. Fit like a pair of isotoners, bro. I mean, these chicks, they're so sexually active, you know what I'm saying, to where the vagina is pretty much worn out by age 25, 28, you know what I'm saying? So,
ass is the new vagina in 2018. That's what you're saying? Ass is the new vagina?
The booty hole is the new vagina. You said it. Yes, sir. I support that message. I support that message, Tommy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But as far as all that other shit, man, tossing salad.
I want to know why. Why is it you won't let her touch your butthole in any form or fashion? Like, why?
Because that is not happening. That's just not happening. That I don't feel like that is... is
stop stuttering, nigga.
That's that's not a real man in my book. If you're letting a chick play with your booty hole, you know what I'm saying, then I don't look at you as a real man, bro. I'm sorry.
You don't look at me as a real man anymore.
Do you let chicks play with your booty hole, bro?
I would let them lick the shit out of my ass. That shit feels good.
That's different.
I believe the first person to get his ass licked was Tony the Tanger. Because that's the only reason he would have said it.
Yeah, that's different than, a little different than letting a chick just fondle your booty hole. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're getting some real pleasure out of that, you know what I'm saying? It just feels good. But getting penetrated to you, I'm sure wouldn't feel good.
I'm sure that wouldn't feel good, and I don't want to know if it would. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so that's different.
I'm just against it.
So that's different, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I've had girls come close to that area. I mean, I love my scrotum getting licked on, you know what I'm saying? My balls, you know what I'm saying? All that's fair territory. But
wait a minute,
you're not going no farther down.
No. They didn't lick your scrotum. They didn't accidentally lick your ass one time.
Not once.
Oh, your women ain't shit. They got a test.
They got good aim. They tongue had good aim. They hit it right where I wanted it and nowhere else.
And so your bitches was precise.
Hey, them bitches was doing the job, man. I wish I had one right now.
Way to start the show off. Very good call. I want to say something to you, though. You got you a new theme song. You know what it is?
What's that?
Cruising the Hershey Highway. Cruising the Hershey Highway. Cruising.
I thought you were going to say something with cock-a-doodle-doo in it.
No, you've been cruising the Hershey Highway. That man said it feel better than pussy. Cruising the Hershey Highway.
Hey, I had this one chick, bro. I'm right out of Seattle right now, but I used to live across the water in Bremerton. It's a Navy town, right? Mm-hmm. You know all about that shit. So, you know, they call the niggas squids. the dudes that go out for deployment and shit, they call them squids, and their chicks are left in Bremerton. They call them Bremahoes is what they called them. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as them niggas left, them bitches was in the club giving it up. So, I mean, I met this one chick. She was in the principal's office. I think she was like his fucking assistant or secretary. So I met her through this white chick. She's a black chick. I get over to the white chick's house. She's there. White chick goes in her room. Lights go out. We're banging, bro. I'm banging. So the bitch just turns her head around. I'm banging it from the back. She turns around and says, "Fuck me in the ass." And, you know, I stayed in the motherfucker. It was better than that.
See, that's why I'm afraid of doing certain things, because it might happen like you. Like, you fall in love. You fell in love with the anal sex. You was like, the pussy is worthless.
Exactly. I noticed from that night on, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I didn't even like booty like that, you know what I'm saying, before that. But I started liking it then, you know what I'm saying? But I don't go to every chick I deal with and do that, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be, I got to check her out, you know what I'm saying? I got to see if she's a clean woman, because I don't want no shit on my dick. Excuse my friend.
Right? Like, there's poop in it. Huh? You said she might do it. I thought there was some prep in doing that. Like, you got to prep for it, no?
You got to what? Prep?
Yeah, like, I thought you couldn't just run in a woman's ass. You got to prep her for it, right? But
well,
apparently
yeah,
you did.
You see if she took a shower or a bath, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know how good she manicures her body, you know? You know when it's good to do that, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was doing it every night. No, I was doing it probably once a month, if that, you know?
Well,
but I did like it. But before you let me go, Tommy, I know you got a whole lot of people to talk to. Man, I've been watching you for, man, seems like 3 years now. And, you know, I, like a lot of other brothers and sisters and other people, appreciate what you're doing, bro. You put a spotlight on this shit, and these motherfucking, these hair-hatted hooligans and these motherfucking Eds, you know what I'm saying? They hate it because you refuse to let them get away with the shit that they're doing, you know what I'm saying? You're bringing a spotlight on them. They're running like roaches and talking shit at the same time. But I think I'm going to email you, bro, because I got a situation going on with this motherfucking son of a bitch is what he is, you know what I'm saying? He's literally a son of a bitch, because he acts just like his mother. I can totally tell. I got
now,
a
you
situation
gotta be,
that
gotta be quick, though,
all right,
you,
I'm about
you,
to close it up. I'm about to close,
yeah,
close it down.
I'm trying to stay. I'm trying to keep people.
I'm
going to
email you. I want to do. I want to do a one-on-one with you, bro, because I got a lot of material, you know what I'm saying, to give you.
Let's do it. You send it to me.
I will definitely give you a call back, bro, but I love you. Soto Nation for life, my dog. I was just watching you on the other thing, and it showed you were live, so I came on.
Well, you had a very funny story. You made my night. Thank you so much, brother. Hey, and to all the brothers in Soto Nation, especially with this one, love you back, brother. Hey, we as fellas got to get to the point where we view each other as valuable, because the reason we're dying in the streets so often is because we don't see a value in another brother. 971, caller, anal play or no?
I would have to say no. This is Big Al, the one and only.
You got hung up on last time, but this ain't a subject you can get hung up on. So
you're full of jokes tonight, aren't you, sir? I didn't call here to make jokes. I called in to tell you that this topic is totally just ridiculous.
You didn't call in to make jokes. Get out my line then. How about that? 216. How you going to tell me you're full of jokes? Huh? I didn't call you to make jokes. Now you're not welcome in my house no more, Big Al. 216, what's up? Hello? I can hear you, but you need to get me off of this. You need to have a clear phone. I'm going to give you probably 5 seconds. All right, 5 seconds is up. Thank you for the call. Maybe you can call back when you're not on the speakerphone or whatever that phone is. 812, caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Talk to me.
Yeah, as far as anal play, hell damn no.
Why? Explain to us. Why is it such an offensive thing?
Through experience. My ex-girlfriend was Puerto Rican. And she was into all sorts of ass play, and she wanted me to fuck her in the ass religiously. The first time I did it, I'm not gonna lie, it's like the Aladdin theme song came on. It was a whole new world, but hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, this is some good shit. Until she tried to put a thumb in my ass, and then all of a sudden she almost got ass tombstone. I'm not rocking with that.
Wait a minute. How did that go? Like, what were you doing?
She was giving me head, and I didn't know that the head was a distraction.
She tried you.
She tried me. She tried me and almost got that figure four leg lock. That's what she almost got.
Let me tell you something, bro. When they put the Scantron and the number two pencil on your chest, get up because they about to test you. Come in the room with that Scantron and that number two pencil. She got that box right in her hand.
Right. She tried to test me. Yeah, tried to test me. Almost got filled up with lead. God damn it. You don't do that shit.
I want to know how that went, because I tell a story about how the first time a woman did it to me, well, with her tongue, and what I did, I literally cussed her out, kicked her out, and didn't call her for 2 weeks. I told her I ain't gay, bitch. So what did you do? How did that go?
Oh, listen. First, when she did it, because she did, it was like a rapid thing, because she was waiting until I was at, like, for real. First of all, this girl can suck a grape through her straw. Right.
She wrote the pick and move.
Right. She gave me an Ali jab.
That bitch said, what was that? What?
Right.
That bitch did it with the blue sleeve.
Right. she gave me one of those. Oh my god. Yo, like, and when she did it, I must have hit that I must have hit one of those Mariah Carey notes, because I wasn't ready for that shit at all. Like,
god no. Like,
yeah, I jumped up out of bed. I got away from her. I felt violated. I took a shower. I almost went to see counseling for this shit. The shit was. It was crazy. It hurt me. I felt like I lost a part of.
We go see therapists once a week.
Right. and she led with the thumb too, Tommy. It's just it was crazy. She led with the thumb.
She ain't talking to your ass.
Oh no, don't do that.
Why you would be so bothered now in your later years?
Right.
Now
when chicks give me head, I gotta keep my eye on them. Like, I gotta watch you now.
This nigga wearing an ass that he built. Like, he's.
Ass and he built, yeah.
I make that say exit only.
Right.
The motherfucker that treating your ass like a speed bag and shit.
Right. Like a Tyson speed bag. She was just...
Man, you're traumatized. You can't even get head and enjoy it no more.
Right. Head ain't the same to me no more. I'm like, come on now. You know, fuck.
God, dog. Oh, man, you going to hate it when you go get a prostate exam. It's going to bring back memories. You're going to be going...
Right. I mean, fuck around and jab the doctor. Like, come on, man. What you doing?
I done told y'all I ain't like that.
Right, right. Now I got to defend myself. I got to square up and shit.
You get scared as fuck if you see a hitchhiker, don't you?
Yeah. I'll see it never again.
Like a bitch. I told you I ain't down with that.
Right. Right. What's the name of that Neo song? I don't get down like that. Oh, shit. Nah, never again, Tommy. Never again. Uh-uh. I could do it.
I feel sick. This is... I need this guy laughing. This ain't... And this ain't the weed. This is the story.
Hey, listen. Hell no. 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 Fuck that. Like, anytime a chick want it in her butt, nope. You trying to open up the door for mine. I'm good.
Betty, so you think it's just a precursor to you?
Right.
It's a precursor to what they got going next. They want to see how freaky you are, so then you can experience how freaky you are. That's how you see it now.
Right. Yeah, that's how I see it. Like, you trying to set me up. Nah, I'm good.
I feel that way, like, when a woman asks me to do a threesome with her, I keep thinking she set me up, so after we do it, she could be like, well, now you got to fuck me and this dude. See? Like, I'm afraid.
Right.
I'm feeling on that. Like, you just trying to open up the door.
Right. I'm just, right. And she up here trying to go back door. I'm good. I'm good.
God, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's trying to... She trying to treat you like the Duke offense out of the backdoor cuts. God, dog.
Right. She trying to play the NBA doing backdoor screens and shit on me.
Backdoor. You got to play defense. They'll backdoor you all night.
Right. You got to play defense. You got to go under the screen. You got to go under the screen.
God. Oh, man. Hey, man, thank you for this phone call. I got to cut this out. It's got to be his own piece of a show. This is hilarious, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Yo, you take care, man. You keep your ass out of harm's way. Keep your ass out of harm's way. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 213-943-3362. This is episode one of the Late Night Edition with Tommy Sotomayor, Sex Talk 101. And we are asking the question. Thank you, Melissa DeJesus. She just signed up for a year of the website. We're just asking the question. Are you for or against any kind of anal play? You can break it down to what you're for and what you're against. Please call in. And when you get on the line, press the 1 to let me know that you want to speak. Again, for all of those on the line, if you would like to speak to me, you have to press the 1 to let me know that you want to speak. Let me see. 202, caller, you're on the line. Talk to me.
Tommy.
Hey.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, listen. Hey, it's your boy No Mercy.
No Mercy for Scammers. I blocked you, right?
Yeah, you always block me. What's up, man?
You tell me I was gay. Why would you tell me I was gay? Go ahead and explain why I'm gay.
No, them niggas. Hey, look. Them niggas talking about that's a gateway. You know, when them girls say, you know, your ass and you could put it in my ass, it's a gateway for them to do gay shit to you. He right. That dude was right. That nigga was right,
though. That's just women testing you to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, like for an SAT on a nigga. Yeah.
You know, I've always felt odd about that idea too. Like if a woman, I always felt like if you tell me you want me to put my penis in your ass, either you're gonna try to put something in mine. I like this
yeah.
is gonna go.
Like is some just, type of hamster, some type of gerbil. Yeah, yeah.
Gateway drug. I can go along with y'all on that. Cause
yeah,
I'm leery of women anyway. Cause women always have an ulterior motive.
Listen, Tony, you gotta be careful of that threesome shit. That's a gateway. That's like you know, they're trying to turn you on to something. You know.
Well, usually what it leads to is that's a bitch she already been fucking. Or because the women get, so it's usually that, like that's her pussy eating friend, and the way for her to still get to hang around her pussy eating friend and I not trip is to let me fuck her pussy eating friend every now and again, and so that's usually what that is. But I've never had one of them, like I don't play that shit. I let them know up front if we do this, I'm not bringing no nigga in.
Right, but do you think they was gay from the beginning? You think they had their shit and then they trying to put you in their shit or?
Yeah, no, I believe most girls I date are. Listen, most girls these days don't eat some pussy anyway, whether they claim they're gay or not. Now, the difference is, will they let you join in? Most women like cheating and shit. Like, they like fucking other dudes, fucking other chicks. Women just like,
right.
Women are more adventurous than men, and a lot of us don't realize that. Women are way more adventurous and will try more shit than we will. But remember, they want to put a dick in their mouth, and that was pretty fucking bold.
Yeah, yeah, like trisexual shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, yeah. But that ass play, like, it's just like that's a taboo. So, you know, like that ass play, they're like, well, you fuck me in my ass, let me put this in your ass. Like, it's like a weird, you know what I'm saying?
So is all of it off limits? Are you saying, like, any form of it? Like, no matter what it is, you don't
mess
around?
It has to be because she's like, well, you fuck me in my ass, nigga. Like, you know, these bitches... But these bitches are like niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, they think, like, well, you did that to me. I'm getting you back for that. You know? That Teyana Taylor shit. That shit you did with Teyana Taylor. Yeah,
that's a wild chick. But so let me say, you saying anything, including, like, licking her ass or her licking yours, all that's off limits?
I like all that shit, but... Yeah. Yeah, I like all that shit, but... But what happens, listen, Tommy, listen, what happens when it gets turned back on you, though, and they're like, yeah, you know, we into that ass play, and you're like, nah, I ain't, you know, that was with you, you was your woman, but, you know, it can get weird, you know?
Listen, you know what I mean? Text man.
You know what I'm saying, though, it could get, you know what I'm saying?
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. I was about to say, since I've been on this show, you know how many text messages I got from chicks who say, oh, you'll lick ass? So,
yeah.
I was like, God, dog, got my phone blowing up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But you ain't no ass licking, then that ain't what you know for, just licking ass. Like, that's what you're going to be known for? Like, ATL ass licker? Like, TL ass licker? That's what you...
I wasn't known for that up front, because people would assume, you know what, well, he don't do that. So I guess when I said I don't mind doing it, like, I'll do it, but I just, you know...
You a wild nigga, though, like that. You like, I don't mind doing it. You're offering up service.
But I'll go ahead and do it if that's what they want me to do. I'm like the Patti LaBelle of sex.
What that mean?
If you ask me to, I just might change my mind. You ask me to.
Oh, shit. Oh, so it's like slow ass licking.
You had to, you can talk me into it. I'm like, you know what? Say that's what you like. That's gonna be my food.
Tommy, you gotta stop this shit though, man. You gotta stop the ass licking though, bro. Cause it, you opening up a gateway like Antarctica with the flat Earth. When they open up the gateway, it's another world.
Look, I've already done it. I just believe it does open up a gateway, cause like I've been speaking for it. Like I don't know how to ask, but I'd be like, man, come on, just go ahead, girl, just lick my ass this one time, just. I mean, you ain't got
like. Do you feel like? Let me ask you this though. Do you feel like a bitch though? Like your legs pops up like a bitch? Like do you feel like a bitch eating you out? No. Do you feel like she eating you out like a broad?
But you don't let them do it that way, man.
What do you turn? You turn around and open your ass?
Man, you got your knees up at your face, and then somebody walk in and catch you up there. Listen, I say you don't do it that way. You got your legs up, looking like you've been on a squatty pot. You know what?
Like on stilts. You know, like when he shook his head on stilts, the legs popped. Tommy, listen, Tommy, I'm drunk. I love you. I'm drunk. I'm getting off. I'm drunk.
All right, bro. I'll talk to you later.
I love you. No mercy.
I love you, brother. Hey, make sure you come back. This time I won't block you. I didn't know what the fuck you was talking about. But y'all done got me tickled tonight. And it ain't just the weed. These phone calls is fun. I think Soto Sex Talk 101 is going to be a classic. The first episode is 216, caller, you're on the line. What's up?
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I called in to get my viewpoint about what is this subject, ass play or not?
Yes.
I'm going to say yeah.
Good girl. We got a winner. Explain to him. Well, wait a minute. Anal play meaning all of it or pieces of it? Like, tell us, are you doing the full Monty here?
Well, if I love a person or not, I'm doing a full Monty.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. What about these guys? What do you say to these guys, though? They're saying, like, you know, what the brother says, a gateway drug to doing gay shit. Like, and some of them say it's gay. What do you say to them?
Nah, that's not gay. I mean, we usually talk about some serious stuff, but I was, like, laughing too hard before. It's not a gateway drug because if you with your woman and you're in your bedroom and you're getting down how you want to get down and whatever happens. And,
yep.
I mean, a lot of men will be like, I don't eat cooch, so how can they get mad if a girl don't want to please them the whole way?
Right. It, you run into issues, and I like what you said. And I've heard somebody say this. I think that changed my mind on a lot of things when they said, if you're doing it with your girl, there's nothing gay if a man's doing it with a woman. Like, that's not gay. No matter what it is that they do, it's a man and a woman. So I said, if you think about it, that is actually true. But here's the thing, though. What if your man wanted you to put more than just your mouth on his butt? What if he wanted you to put your dildo in there or your finger in there? Are you okay with that?
I'm going to keep it real. I don't own a dildo.
What if
you
put his? What if he owned one?
So I don't own a dildo. But if me and him know each other, you know, long enough, and he'd be like, babe, can you do this for me? You damn right. I'm going to say yeah, because I'm not going to find him gay based on his sexual pleasures.
That's sex, all right. You all right?
Yeah, sex is a whole nother realm than politics and what we feel in the community. So if I'm in the room with him, he in the room with me, and I'm sorry, I don't know if a lot of girls know what a country is, but a bunch of us enlisted. You know what a cunt is because I hear you laughing. Whether a lot of women realize it or not, men already licked some ass. So while everybody going, oh, that's nasty, that's nasty. Well, baby, if you ain't licked the back of some balls, you ain't licked some ass. I'm sorry to tell you that.
That's what I was telling the brother when he said that he done had his balls licked but not his ass. I was like, that girl must have really good aim. It's the same thing. When you're eating pussy, you will accidentally lick the ass. Now, you might not stay there.
But you ain't licked it.
Yep.
So, basically, if a woman say, well, okay, I'll suck it, but I ain't going to lick it. Well, baby, you ain't already licked it. Okay? And if you in the bedroom with your man, you really ain't thinking about what you licking, how you licking it, or what you doing.
Right.
You know, I told somebody I messed with this week. Okay, bring your ass on over here, and I'm gonna make you squiggle where it wiggle. That's about it.
You didn't give it to you. Gave him that. You gave him the tossing.
Not yet.
Oh, I thought you hit him with the Tupac.
No. Stop, don't scare me, because I'm about to. I'm like, because we laughing and having fun, though. So, with it being fun, it's more like, okay, I'm going to do it because we laughing about it. We having fun about it. And that's how sex should be. Sex should not be monotone. Sex is supposed to be fun.
I can't even be mad at you. And that was probably one of the best answers of the night. You're like, look, you and your partner, whatever turn y'all on. Why do you think we've lost that? Like, in a land that's supposed to be so liberal, we've still had such a problem with what two people do with each other. Why do you think we're there?
We're there because of what everyone else thinks, what everyone else desires. Instead of thinking what we each alone desire. So it's like, to tell the truth, I taught my high school sex ed. And I lived in a suburb. And that was fun. But when you grow up, you forget how fun sex actually was. So a lot of women need to get over their hang up and realize, I ain't licked some ass before. I'm just not going to admit it. Because the cunch, that's part of the ass.
Mm-hmm.
If you lick ass, you lick ass.
Somebody in the comment section, I'll let you answer this and before I go to the next phone call. I'm starting to get really high. I think I might have ate too much. Somebody in the comment section, though, said, I basically, he's alluding to a lot of men won't try a lot of these things because they're afraid of as soon as you and that girl break up with each other or fall out, then they're going to bring that up. And that is to me, what he said is 100% why men aren't as open as they would be because of this era of it doesn't matter what a man does. He never wants to be called gay. And if a woman comes out and says, hey, he like getting his ass licked, that's why I went ahead and just said it myself, so couldn't nobody say it about me. You can't throw that in my face now.
Tell the girl who wants to expose you saying you get your ass licked, tell her to tell that she licked it.
But they weren't looking at her.
I'm being funny about that. Because the same girl who wants to expose that he got his ass licked, I guarantee you can expose that one time, but it's going to be twice as more dudes that's going to say, but you lick ass, though.
Yeah, but see, like, somebody brought something up. Somebody brought up Kanye West and Amber Rose. Nobody looked at Amber Rose as bad. 50 Cent. Nobody looked at the girl who licked 50 Cent ass. They looked at, or even if a woman stuck a dildo in my ass, nobody would look at her as if she was nasty for doing it. They'd only look at me as if I was for being gay.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because if I mean, I hate to go on looks for this, but if Amber Rose was ugly, then no one would have paid.
Wait. That'd be worse if she let her, if he let an ugly dude, let an ugly chick put a dildo in his ass. It'd be worse. Swear to God, it'd be worse.
Yeah, it would be.
They would, at least if you let a fine girl do it, some of the gay gets off. If you let an ugly chick do it, they gonna know for a fact you gay then.
I'm gonna tell the truth. A lot of women would it. Like, you let Amber Rose lick your ass, but it must have tasted awfully good. I'm sorry, but that's how a lot of women think. You know,
yeah.
If it's a cute chick doing it, okay, we willing to do it, okay? So as far as sexuality comes, we're harder on men regardless of the fact.
Right.
You can be great. You can be the straightest man in America. As soon as it gets out, you got your ass licked.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
They're not gonna care about who did it. They're just gonna care about you. Let her do it. You're the man.
Right.
You're supposed to not do that. Mm-hmm. She's trying to out you, or she can say, "Hey, the whole time I just knew this would make him look bad. I wanted to put him in a fucked up spot." So she did it. Her doing it is always better. That's like if a woman give me head. They can't say, "Well, you let her." No, she's going to look bad for giving me the head, not me for receiving it.
Right.
So I think that's the thing about doing something what people would consider homosexual with men. But I thank you so much for this phone call. Great phone call, and I love your answers. Let me see if I can bring in some more people here. 916, caller, you're on the air.
Yo, Tommy.
What's up? Who's this?
What's up, man? This is Will, man.
Will, yay or nay, yo, to the anal?
Man, I gotta say, yo, for a long time I was no, but in my later years, yo, man, I got hooked on it, man.
Yeah,
I'm addicted. I'm addicted to that shit, though, for real. And it's like, ain't even like, you know, I ain't gonna never let nobody do shit to me, but man. This chick, man, like, yo, even like this number, like, you see, I got a 916 number, right? Nigga, okay. I'm from South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I got my phone in Cali because she moved back to Cali, and I was, you know, I'm a truck driver, so I was like, yo, I got to start getting loads out of Cali because that ass is so good, man. It, yo, it changed my world, man. Completely changed,
so,
it, bro.
Like the first brother, anal sex is almost to the point where it's better than regular sex.
It, I mean, but see, I think it's just her, though. I think it's just, like, because she's an older chick, and she and I went through a change or whatever. So, it ain't wet like it used to be, you know what I'm saying? That thing, I dried up on her. But she was like, yo, you should put it in my ass. And I was like, you know, she was my first, you know, that's my first time I ever tried, you know, anal sex. And I was like, man, I ain't with that shit. You know what I'm saying? That ain't me. So she talked me into it, and bro, that shit like crushed velvet, man. That shit feels good as a motherfucker. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, yo, and this shit fucked up, cause I'm, you know, and it's fucked up because, you know, you said all my life I was just like, yo, man, that shit nasty. That's some angel. If you fuck a woman in the ass, you might as well fuck a dude in the ass. You know, that's some shit. I ain't with it. Blase, but all that bull. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, just like old people talk about marijuana. Like, oh, marijuana's so bad. But then you like, when you smoke it, you like, yo, I've been lied to this whole time. It's like, man, this is awesome.
I came to
this shit is awesome. I was like, damn. It's like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? All these years, I could have been down sliding in. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yeah. But I mean, yo, but yo, on some real shit, man. Like, I'm a truck driver, so I was like, I don't never go out west. You know what I'm saying? I used to stay in the southeast, but I was like, shit, let me go out there, man. Fuck it. I got to go see her. You know what I'm saying? You know, every now and then I catch a load out there in the San Diego area and shit. I was like, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, man, you know, another thing I wanted to tell you, man, is don't do it. If you ain't never been up in it, it's like, you know, it's just like cigarettes, bro. If you ain't never smoked cigarettes, don't start. Because, yo, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, this shit, yo, don't do it, bro, for real. And all everybody listening, man, if you ain't never tried it, man, yo, it's disgusting, man. It feels good.
It's disgusting. He's going to scare you out of it. He's going to do a documentary.
That's like, you ever watch that, what's that movie called, Walking Hard? But,
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And my man was like, hey, man, you don't want to be in here, man. He's like, oh, man, we in here doing drugs. He was like, well, what did it do? Oh, it makes you feel good, man. That's how that shit is. It's like, yo, you don't want to start this shit because it's going to, listen, bro, believe, and no pun intended, you don't want to start that shit for real.
That was one of my favorite lines. That one said, you don't want that shit. Why not?
Everything. Oh, man, it makes you feel great, man. It's awesome. You don't want this. But nah, I'm big there, bro. Just stay away from that shit, bro, for real, man. Because it's just like cigarettes. My dad used to tell me all the time. My dad used to be like, yo, man, you don't want to smoke cigarettes. And I didn't start smoking until I was like 25. And sure enough, boom, you know, I quit now, you know, by the grace of God. But, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like once you start it, it's like, you know, and especially when you got a woman that wants it, and you know that, like, you know, that takes her to that next level of ecstasy or whatever, that's when you thinking about that. Because, you know, when you can control a woman with your dick, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially when you know you can, you know, bring that animal out of her. And it's like, man, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I remember that way. After I did it, I was going. I remember I went home that night. I was like, man, I can't believe I did that shit. That's just nasty. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was like, yo, I was just keep thinking about it. Like, damn, I can't wait to do it again. You know what I mean? But I don't want my boy. That's why I only gave you my nickname. You know what I'm saying? I gave you, like, you know, you said, what's your name? I'm like, well, motherfucker, fuck that shit. I can tell you my government or my whole name because this shit embarrassing, man.
That thing.
Yo, this is like my father find out I'm fucking bitches in the ass. You know what I'm saying? I can't even look my dad in the eye no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my homeboys be tripping on me and shit. Fuck that shit.
Listen, you know all that ass that a lot of black women have. Somebody done fucked around, fell in it.
Yo, go ahead.
I fucked around, fell in one girl's ass once. Like, I wasn't trying to get her ass, but she put it in there. And I was like, you nasty bitch, after she did it. It went in, and I said, well, this feels different.
That's what I'm saying, man.
She did my ass and tried to act like she didn't know. I said, oh, my God, my girl's a hoe. How your dick just slides in my ass? That's not supposed to happen. That's supposed to be something that was difficult.
And that's what I'm telling you, man, because don't get me wrong now. She ain't going. She Hispanic. I only did that twice. And the two females I did it with, they was Hispanic. Both of them was Hispanic.
You go fuck her in the ass. I would just put you that way right now.
A Catholic,
she's Hispanic,
man.
I want you to do it.
The Catholics, because you know I think because they're Catholic, they've been doing that since they was like, you know. See, I grew up Methodist, so you know what I'm saying. It's almost the same. It's like, yo, you gotta protect the virginity and shit. So in order to protect their virginity as kids, I think they be doing that shit at a young age. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. what I think, personally. Because, you know, because both of them, like I said, the two that I ever did it with, it was way too easy, man. And I ain't got no little dick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never, ain't no sister ever said, hey, I want you to put it in my ass. I ain't had no white girl or no sister ever say, yo, put it in there. Only Hispanic chicks.
Yeah, I've never had white chicks say do it. But I know black chicks that they just don't say it to you. But I had a white chick. Like, I don't even think she said put it in my ass. Her ass said it. You ever been behind somebody? be fucking them and you can look and tell, yeah, she have anal sex.
Yeah, that, yo, that thing wore out. That thing in the
like
streets. All lumpy up and shit. Like, oh man, that thing, thing beat up. Oh,
yeah.
But listen, man. But But yeah, but just for real.
Go ahead.
Yeah, don't do it, Tommy. Just don't do it, man. I mean, for anybody out there who's listening, don't do it, bro. And I mean, cause I'm gonna tell you, the fear I had all those years before I tried it, cause I could tell you, I was like in my mid-30s when I did it. You know what I mean? This is just recently, and like I always thought that, you know, if you willing to run up in a woman ass, you know what I'm saying? You mess around one night, get drunk and fuck around and be walking downtown Atlanta and shit. You know what I'm saying? We're walking with one of them he-she's and shit, them damn transformers. And you know you like ass, so you like shit, you know. But it ain't the same, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel that way no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm more confident in the fact that, you know. Yeah, like I say, bro.
Y'all gotta go to bed. I'm like, couple more phone calls. Go to. I'll make just a couple more phone calls. Y'all have destroyed my lung. My motherfucking diaphragm is it won't move anymore. 857, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what up, Tommy?
No, but talk to me. Are you pro or anti anal?
I don't anti, to be honest. But I just called. I just so happened to wake up right now, and I just so called your show because I didn't know what you were talking about until I hear the first two calls. But I'm anti it because I don't really like it. I tried it one time.
You're
100%
nah. You're against
it. Yeah, I'm against it.
Okay, why? Why do you think it's a problem?
This chick had me do it one time to her, but I didn't like it. I was like, this feels being weird. so it's not my thing. I'm sorry. It's not my thing. And then another thing that I remember.
It feels weird.
It feels weird to me. I'm not into it at all. So I'm not into eating ass. I don't want no one eating my ass because I remember one of my boys. Well, he wasn't really my boy, but we went out as a couple with my girl, him and his girl, and we was talking about eating ass, and he was out here, he liked eating ass. So I'm looking at him like, okay. So the next time he came over to my crib with his girl, and my girl, we had to get together and other people's. So you know what I did? I gave everyone paper cups and paper plates because I didn't want you eating from my plate to my cups. Because you're eating ass. You're eating my plates and cups. Hell no. Once I know you do that, you're not taking from none of my cups or plates.
And he gave everybody plastic cups.
I didn't want to embarrass him. So therefore, just so people didn't know what's going on. So everybody get paper plates and paper cups. I don't let me know. Once I know you eat ass, I'm not giving you any of my good stuff at all. So I'm sorry, it's not happening. That's just me. So it is what it is. You know what I mean? And I'm not eating ass because for simple. Yeah, I don't want to eat ass. I mean that's the part of your body where the waste come out of, and it wasn't meant for that. And I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. I don't care how much you love me, how much I love you. It's not going down like that.
Yeah, no. Well, you seem confident in that. That is a no, so I can't get mad at you. Let me tell you something. Thank you for the phone call. I'm gonna see if I can take one more. If it's as funny as this one, I'm probably gonna pass out. 713. Are you for? You know what? Yeah, 713. Go ahead.
Hey, Tommy.
What's going on?
What's up, man? This is Pete the Pirate.
All right, Pete the Pirate, are you down for the poop shoot?
Dude, I would be, man. I tried it a few times, and the fucking chick screamed like she's fucking being murdered. And I just don't know how to get past this shit.
Well, first off, you got to lube up good, right?
I did.
Oh, and it's still
like, yeah, it's like fucking, I don't know. I've never been able to get past like fucking 2 inches.
Here's the thing. I hate to sound like Charlamagne the God, but maybe you should get a drunk.
Well, yeah. Well, sometimes they are, but And then they try and, you know, all right, man, I take care of my shit, you know, like I groom the front and all that stuff. But the back is like, I can't believe I'm saying this, a little bit. Like, you can hear Axl Rose yelling, "Welcome to the jungle!" Because it's fucking some.
You never talk about shaving it off? Like, get it, if you are scared to touch it, get a wax job. Like, I think you can do
wax
that for
my good. Ass?
Yeah.
Like mine?
Yeah, you said you wanted to go back there.
I don't know. I mean, I'm self-conscious about that. Like, if a girl goes, like, to do that, it's like, dude, I know that she's going to have to get through some fucking bushes.
You gotta get it done. They'll clean all that off.
Like, wax my ass. Like, I take care of the front, but I don't know. I've never gone and done, like, whacking my ass. I don't know.
Because you got to get all that hair on my ass. But look, I don't like hair up under my arms, and I don't like hair on my ass. Because I figure if that hair's on my ass, I'll get them dingleberries. Because, look, the shit goes past all that hair, and the hair is grabbing onto it. You wipe your ass, but some of that shit ain't coming off your ass, of your ass hairs.
Right,
no.
I wash it, but I mean, I've just never, I don't know. I've never gone in. I mean, that's
just
fucked
up. I just shave it. I take one of them little ones that
you
sell on
the
TV.
That shit?
Oh, let me explain. It's a good little thing.
You get like
how
a
many
mirror
have...
and like.
Well, I mean, you might fuck up. I don't be trying to groom that motherfucker like a yard. I'm assuming whoever back there ain't gonna be seeing how well it was groomed. I just get it off. But yes, you could bend over in front of the mirror and do it. But there's this thing that I like a nose hair trimmer, but it don't have a top and it won't cut you. I forgot what it was called online. You could buy. They used to have the commercials all the time. Touchless shaver or something. Well, you could take it and shave your face, and it won't. Whatever. Well, you could do the same thing. It just falls off. How do I say? It just falls off. You sweep the shit up. You ride out.
Oh my god! Dude. I don't know. Someone saying use duct tape. I'm like, fuck that. I don't know.
Then your ass will be all irritated red. Your girl will think somebody went in yours.
Jesus Christ. I don't know, dude. I mean, I've tried it all, but, dude, I mean, a girl went back there one time, and, dude, I don't know. I know she fucking, like, saw all that shit. And I cleaned that shit, but, I mean, it just, I don't know.
You got to have a girl that's what she do. Like, she a trooper. Like, if you got that girl, because I'll say this, the girls who've done it to me, like, they was on a fucking mission. They was like, you can't say no. They would grab your thighs and shit. You can't move. You up here fighting this bitch. It's like that was what they were going to do. I guess they don't give a shit what was there when they got there. Their ultimate goal was to get there.
Oh, man, yeah. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I got to figure out a way to take care of that shit from the back. The front's fine, but I don't know. But I wouldn't mind it. But.
You ever get done, though? I'm going to tell you, thank me later. If you ever get somebody to do it, I'm just telling you, if you get somebody to do it, you're going to thank me. I promise you, you're going to call in and be like, this is the best shit ever. You're going to
be like,
fun.
Tommy, save me, man. Fucking donate. Yeah. Shit.
You're going to be around recruiting. As lickers of America.
Axl Rose is singing in the background for sure, man, when they try and do that shit. So,
well, I'm telling you, get one of these little, it's called a touchless micro touch something. It shaves it off, don't leave no bumps, don't make it turn red. It's literally a clean shave. And you ain't got to worry about hitting something or accidentally cutting something. And that's the thing.
Right.
All right.
But as far as me going like there, I don't know. I'm a little. I don't go down on women just because I had one bad experience like in front, and that kind of ruined it for me. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ass, I just don't know. But
yeah, well, I don't think women realize that stinking pussy is traumatizing. Like you could ruin a dude's life just by that one.
Dude, I'll wake up in the middle of the night screaming because of that one time. Seriously.
I mean, I stood up there and had to, like, because the pussy's sticky and you get them two more far in it. I've had to do the whole take soap and water and, like, a toothbrush and brush out my nostrils in the middle of the night. Like, I was like, I was
dead.
Like, I'm Billy Joel in the middle of the night. I'm going to clean out my nose because I'm having flashbacks of your stinking pussy.
Dude, it stays. It stays no matter where it fucking touches. Fucked up.
When you finger them and be on your finger and you wash your fingers like 4 days straight with some pomace and shit and it still be on there.
Him in your fingernails and shit. Can't get it out.
I couldn't play Malcolm X in the school play because I couldn't put my finger on my face like that.
Oh, shit.
I couldn't play Malcolm X because I did like this. It was like, put your finger by your nose. Nah, I can't do it.
Nah, I'm out. Oh, man.
That would
have been
my big TV.
That's funny as hell, man. Yeah, but yeah, dude, I'm for it. But I mean, I gotta jump a few hurdles before I get totally into it.
Well, I'm giving you the right route. All you do is take that, and I promise you, you will come back, and you will thank me for it later. All right?
All right, man. I'll take that, and I'll tell you how it goes.
All right, man. Great call, man. That's my man, Pete. Y'all, you know, I'm going to sneak one more phone call in. 704, what's up? Y'all just got me dying laughing.
Hey, Tommy, what's up? This DJ Magic. What's up, baby?
What up, Magic, man? What's good? Are you for or against?
You already laughing. Hey, I'm for that shit like a motherfucking nigga.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, first of all, I live in North Carolina. You already do. You, man, please. Second of all, man, let me tell you something. Like, the chick, not the one I'm with now, she get down. I mean, she, you know, she's a white girl. She's half white, half Indian. The one I was with before, she was black and Asian. Bro, I used to call her Buns because, dog, that's like her. She looked like a video Instagram chick, but it was all her. And, like, I mean, long hair, everything. Boy, I missed that. I should have married that damn girl. But anyway, man, that girl literally would take me. She would ask me, like, in the text message, what do you want me to lick out your asshole tonight? Nigga, she would come by. I stocked up on grape jelly, strawberry jelly. That motherfucker would go to. I thought she would fold me up. I felt like a little bitch sometimes, man. Like, what the fuck?
Boy, you call me Popeye tonight because when you told that story, that just shivered my timbers. That just shivered my timbers. Oh, my God. I'm going to set in a bitch face tonight. I'm telling you, I'm going to set in a bitch face tonight.
Boy, that motherfucker had me spread. Man, one time we had went to Asheville, North Carolina, in the mountains, and it was loud.
So you say you went to Asheville and ended up in Asheville?
Yes, sir. Boy, let me tell you, we was in Asheville. I never, because right after CIAA, I will never forget this, boy. That motherfucker, I came in the crib. Out there, she spread, like I came into a hotel room, and she spread eagle meat on the bed and tried to tie me up. I said, you ain't going to tie me up. Fuck that shit. You ain't going to tie me up. And just like turned around and spread them and just rammed up face, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Bro, I'm talking about she used to do this at least twice a week, dog. Like, it was that girl amazing, boy. I'm telling you, man, I'm telling people in the time, and she was bad as hell. I should have married Buns, boy. Good God, oh my, I know where she had now. I should go to her goddamn. I'm leaving the club. I said, turn around and go to her damn house and wake her ass up.
God, no. Let me tell you, man. I know I had, like a lot of y'all don't know, I've actually been on a rap song, a very popular rap song. I did the background in that. And I did it because this girl, my ex, she used to do it kind of like how you talking. But she would do something weird to my ass. I never had somebody do that to my ass. And when she did it, like she did it so quick with her tongue. You know what I'm talking about when they do it like real quick and they do that weird. It's hard to explain. But when she did it, I said,
ring ding ding or whatever he's saying in the ring or some shit. Boy, let me tell you. Hey, the guy boys on the about that boy. He hit that shine on him, boy. Whoa! God damn. Man, let me tell you, it was wild. As soon as I cut the music off, we cut the lights on the damn club. I waited on my money. I turned you on and I heard this topic. I said, boy, let me call my man because he up and I'm like, boy.
And he said, I got
I said, what now?
I said, you say, I got to get in on this one.
I got to get in on this one. But I was trying to, because the chick I mess with now, you know, she had the bartend. So I was like, you know, she was like, well, I got to wait and clean up. I'll, you know, I'll call you when I get out. So I was trying. I was listening. I said, man, you need to listen to this. She said, for what? And she started listening. I said, man, I'm going to call and you be right here. So he might want to holler. She said, you ain't putting my business out there. I said, hey, you. They don't know your face. She said, the hell with this, how many damn half white, half Indian damn bartenders is it in damn Charlotte? They gonna find out. Cause boy, my girl taking it in the ass like a champ, boy.
So you damn,
don't even be my idea.
Are you behind 100% of anal play? Or is there
ain't nobody sticking no fingers or no shit up in me. That's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Hell no, like damn, you know,
how is that gonna judge?
Fuck that, man. Now, cause I remember damn one time I was in college, man, and we had to play, what school did we play? It came to I can't remember, wait a minute. They had some girls that came from Nashville and it was two girls. That's all they were doing. They're like a couple of my damn homes, my teammates. They were just taking deals. They was taking like vibrators in their ass and damn vibrating them and shit. And them niggas told me, this shit feel good. I'm like, hold up, dog. But they didn't stick it in, but they took the vibrator. It was right there on my ass. I'm like, hold up, man. You know, you don't know about all that shit now, but nah, you ain't gonna stick no finger in my butt. You know, I don't even really. Like I said, I didn't need like a tongue in my ass until Bun started doing that shit. Like I said, you ain't gonna name too many things. That girl ain't eat. Whatever it was, she used to be like, "What do you want eating out your ass tonight?"
I tell you, it's the best feeling in the world. I don't know if I could explain it. It's like you can't come from it, but it's the best feeling. And then they have you run around that bed like a bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You ain't lying, boy. Like I said, boy, that motherfucker had me spread eagle on the damn wall one time, like I was getting searched by the cops. And she going to town, and she had her goddamn, and she lubed her hand up, and was goddamn stroking me off on the front. Boy, let me tell you something, dog. I was trying to run like a bitch. And she was like, oh, get your ass back in. I'm like, shit.
I scratched.
What made it worse, she was bad.
I scratched the bitch back up.
They get them legs cocked up, boy. They hold your damn, they be holding like their elbows on your damn thighs and you can't move. You be like, man, that feel like a little bitch in the butt. I'm on 77. You're going to make me turn around, goddamn it, go to this girl's house. Shit. I'm about to hit 85 stop on y'all motherfuckers, boy.
Listen, any man right now that's ever had his ass licked, he is listening to this show and thinking about that bitch who did it and contemplating calling her right after I stop talking, or he's already done it, because I'm telling you, I'm thinking the same thing as I do the show.
Boy, I'm trying to think. I'm sending this up north right now going home. I promise you. She stay off 85 South in Gastonia. Man, I'm about to turn this damn car around. I feel like turning this car around so fast. Shit. Say, hey, but you got some great jelly at your crib or something, boy.
Yeah, I put all kind of shit back there, peanut butter. Put some of that Velveeta cheese. Fuck around, put some. Here's ransom to tell in his ass. Yes, come get it.
Boy, that motherfucker one time, that motherfucker put some damn Oreo cookies and cream ice cream up in my ass. That shit was cold as a motherfucker, nigga, but she. We went to damn cookout and got an Oreo cookie shake. She rubbed that shit. I'm like, man, I feel like a little bitch.
That fool said it was cold to be.
Man, I felt like a little bitch when she did that shit. The boy, when she went to town on my ass, and she used to get into it with the making the noises and shit, like she was like eat like she was a bear eating porridge out of a bowl or some shit. You used to be like, God damn it, man.
Now my ex used to eat my ass like a raccoon rummaging through the trash.
Hell yeah, boy.
And they won't let you leave, though. You know, when you be trying to get too good, you just want them to quit. They won't let you go.
That's how the raccoon, that's one thing, and that's me and you have a cucker. We both from the South, bruh. They don't understand that, but them raccoons getting that trash and they get something good. You come out there, unless you come out there shooting at them. They ain't getting out that damn right. Trash. They ain't coming out that trash. They ain't coming out that trash, boy. Like, nigga, we gonna fight today, goddammit.
You can.
They like a
coach. Yeah, yeah. They said, you about to come out there and get them out.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing to that. Boys, Lord. The time it got. Damn, cuz, oh, you had to bring that up. Woo.
Yeah, this. We bring back to God, because I had so many scenarios of how I could get somebody's face in my ass tonight have went through my mind since we started this show. I think I should have done that something as scavengers. I'm about to call me a scavenger up now. We got names up now.
Yeah, well, you know, we call them stranglers down around this way. We call them, hell yeah, come, boy. I done already turned around. I'm 77 South. Now I'm getting to get on 85. I got dumb. She gonna wake that ass up tonight.
He going to one of them scavengers' houses. God,
she going. She gonna wake that motherfucker. She's so mad. Like, I used to mess with that girl. I told my boys. I said, man, she gonna leave. They said, why you say that? I said, man, for somebody to be this freaky and be this bad, I'm talking about, imagine she brown skinned. She had Chinese eyes because her mama was Chinese and black. Chinese and black. And then she had a big old, I'm talking about a big old retarded ass. Her hair was long, the middle of her back, and it was her hair. She grew up for like 5.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she worked at she was working for Wells Fargo. I was like, she do something else now. But, bro, that, I was like, man, this too good to be true for somebody. And that motherfucker was in love with me, boy. We got in an argument. She left my ass. I didn't feel bad until that night I went to bed, and I'm like, I was so used to sleeping a certain way because she would just get up in that ass. I'm like, hold up, man, ain't no tongue or nothing back there. I go to my damn refrigerator, I got jelly, that damn jelly's still in that shit because ain't nobody use it, but what the hell are you? Damn.
Hey,
I done turned around, boy. I'm going to that mother.
When you get on back, I know to leave, but people keep asking me to go a few more times, so I'll see. 850, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Tommy.
What's going on? How you feel about the scavengers?
Oh, man. I did it, like, to, like, three women before. Three women.
Okay. Tell me what it was. What did you do?
Oh, yeah, just anal sex. Just, you know, put a girl in the ass. Yeah.
So you didn't eat it, though?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
So, I think it's just two black girls and one Panamanian. Yeah.
Okay, somebody said, they said that it's really good and it turns some of them off the pussy and on the ass. Is there truth to this?
Well, let me say like this here. Be honest with you. Yeah, pussy and ass is different. I think pussy is, okay, the anal part is the most, you automatically dominate the woman doing that. And I think, you know, when you get in there and you see how she's kind of begging for mercy and all that, it can maybe turn you on a little bit more to do it again. But, you know, pussy is just regular, but anal, that's just, it's a more dominant thing. You automatically dominate the woman.
Boy. So that's what you do. So have you ever had anybody mess around with yours?
No, they didn't. But one woman just licked my ass. I didn't know she was going to do it. Just, you know, women just like to do a lot of random stuff. You know, because, you know, they see in the moment. They need it in the moment. So they just do stuff. You know, your reaction. So, yeah, that happened one time. And that was it.
You didn't like it?
So am I? Oh, yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Why would you ask her to do it?
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna never stop her about it. If you gonna do it, do it.
Shoot. I ain't gonna request it. I'm not gonna deny it either.
No, you're not. I mean, come on, man. A lot of these call the same quality and say, you know, they for it, they not for it. But I know it is true if they get it done, they're gonna think about it. They're going to keep thinking about it. You know how you just keep thinking about stuff, and you just say, you know what? Somebody in the military told me, when you think about a lot of stuff, you already done it. You just didn't carry it out to you. So you keep thinking about it, you'll do it again.
That first anal lick,
then again.
Like, that first anal lick is like that first year of hair wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, you know what? It's just like you said. It's hard to explain, but you will be back. That's all you know.
Say you'll pull an Arnold Schwarzenegger after you lick your ass.
Oh, I'll be back.
Yep, but you got to look around and make sure nobody hear it. I'll be back.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, do it.
Hey, man. Thank you for the call. I'll answer one more. 312, caller, you're on the air. 312, caller, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? It's Michael Less in the chat.
What up, my? Hey, are you for or against?
I got to be honest, I'm for. But I got some limits on now, but I'm for. Say it again.
Let's go with where you will not go first. Where you said there's some things that you won't do. Well, like what?
Well, as far as, you know, getting the ass licked, me getting it, I'm kind of retired from that, you know. I can remember when I first got it done, it was cool. It felt weird. Then it was cool. Then I started kind of feeling like a little bitch afterwards. And I'm like, I don't think I can do this no more. What happened was I happened to look over because I like, you know, using a mirror. You know, I like myself. I like looking at myself go to town. And I just had to turn my head. Yeah, I saw myself in the mirror. Oh, girl, she had my legs all cocked up in there. I'm like, nah, that's it. That's it. It's over with. That, nah. And from there, I retired from that. I'm like, don't go back there. You know. That messed everything up. You know, but just regular anal penetration, yeah, I give it a business, and that's another line I ain't crossing. She can't do that to me. I don't even like when you go to the doctor to get that exam. Last time I went to the doctor and gave me that exam, I was sounding, yeah, me sounding like Master P, and they're like, you know, with like, nope.
I said, nigga, you want to try to give me a prostate? I said, can't you give me an X-ray first? Could you see it from there?
For real, man,
Why would you want to feel it, sir, when you can see it? Why?
I know. I'm like, with all this medical advancement, you mean tell me I ain't got no new technology for that? You still got to jam your finger up there? No. Nope.
Motherfuckers, you can see craters on the moon through a fucking lens, but you can't see down in my ass without your hand.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. There'll be all these technological advancements, but, you know, the good old finger, and, you know, don't let it be some big hand, big finger having doctor tonight. Where are you putting them sausage fingers? Hey, ain't nothing happening. Come from back there. But I'm just saying, you know, I can't do that one now.
So let me ask you this. Was your experience like the couple guys who called there earlier, like they got so good anally that they didn't even like it the regular way as much?
You know what? When I first tried it, as a matter of fact, it was a older lady that introduced me to it, and she damn near fell in love with me. That was my first time doing it. And now, because I can't get it out, because I ain't no small dude, so it's like one of those things where you want to do it, but you can't get it that often. I mean, don't get me wrong, pussy's beautiful, but, you know, that ass, though, when you reveal to it, it's like Buddy said earlier, it's addictive.
God, dog. Like, y'all scare me the way y'all talk about that. I guess that might be the way that when I talk about getting my ass licked, because I keep thinking there can't be nothing better than get my ass licked. Like, it's like an old natural light commercial. It doesn't get any better than this.
Hey, yeah, man. Just go on. Come on to the dark side. You know, I'm just go on, do it. Just go on, get it out the way.
God, you go. Oh, y'all gonna have me up in that like I'm Ronald Isley and shit. Poopy lover. I love no poopy.
Yeah, go on, do it. Go on, give it a baboon ass right quick. You know, it is what it is.
I guess my girl, she will be like, I'm so glad you poking my anus. You really make me happy. I got my nose running.
Oh, man. Hey, Tommy, man. Thank you so much. I needed this laugh. This been a hell of a messed up year. I mean, you know, I ain't trying to bring down the show or nothing. Mom's passed back in February, and I've been tuning in to you. You give me all the laughs, man. I really appreciate this, man.
Thanks, man. Because, and I know, I think I've had a bad, like, year and a half. I know exactly what you're talking about. I lost one of the most important people in the world to me. And I don't think nobody ever lets us men grieve. You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, as a matter of fact, I think sometimes as men, we feel like we got to, you know, not do it because it's instilled into us, you know, all that crying, you know, you ain't no man, you know. And a lot of people tell me, hey, you know, no, let it out. And, you know, I have my moments, but overall, it's like I feel like I'm trying to remain strong for myself and other people, but I'm telling you, man, I tune into you pretty much all the time, and it's just therapeutic. You make me laugh. I've been rocking with you since about 2012, you know, so this is cool. I'm glad when I do get a chance to call in and, you know, finally get in because you got so many fans, you know. Fuck all them other trolls, you know. You keep it going. Then I'm letting you know if I hit the lottery, I'm breaking you off with something real decent.
Tell you what, you've already done it with this phone call. And just when you said bring it down, you're not bringing it down because we still need to talk about it. This is levity. Everybody's enjoying this. But there's nothing wrong with saying something that's true because, like you said, I don't think I've ever had that good cry since my grandmother died. The one you need that typically women get to have, I don't think I've had it. I don't really get to see, I rarely get to see men who actually get to have it. And I think it's good that we can show the emotion of laughter and even anger. But we men need to start accepting that men are sad as well, and they're hurt as well. They're alone or they're lonely as well. And it would be nice if society start accepting men who were men and say this is something that a man does. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, bro.
Man, again, I appreciate you so much, man. Hey, keep up the good work. And that's about it. Like I said, the show been hilarious. I needed to laugh. But like I said, getting my ass licked, I'm retired from that.
This is literally getting your ass licked is some good shit. Literally. Let me go to, I go to 216. Y'all keep on telling me that every time I try to pull my dick out, y'all make me put it right back in. 216, you're on the line.
Hello?
Hey.
Okay, I had to call back.
Go ahead.
Because there's, like, no women calling. One second.
I'm shocked there. Yeah, I'm a bit shocked that there are no women calling. But I guess women don't have a problem with it. This is something that men typically would have to admit. Like, because we're the ones who get looked at crazy for not doing it. Does that make sense?
It's true. You know what? I've been trying all night since I called to get women to call.
Guy, though. Like, I wish I heard more calls from them because we already understand it, but I just wanted to hear them say, just like tonight, I wanted to hear the dudes because I figured most dudes would say no. And I had more men who said, well, I was not a direct 100% whole no. So that made me happy. But I wish that some of the women would come in and explain their anal exploits.
Right. I've been laughing all night. That's the only reason I called back. If I wasn't laughing, like, I've been laughing all night, and I think I needed this laughter.
Yeah, because, I know I do.
I mean, yeah, I really needed this laughter because this has, like, healed me from a lot of stuff from earlier in the week. So if ass play is going to make me laugh, then fine. I thank you, Tommy, and I thank you, Soto Nation. More men calling in.
Thank you, dear. I'm going to see if I'm going to take maybe one or two more. Let me see. Because there's a lot of people want to talk on this subject. 610, caller, what's up?
Tommy, how are you?
I'm well. All right. Yay or nay to the anal play?
Let's just put it this way. I have exit only tattooed on my ass cheeks.
Oh, so you say no. Why? So, like, all forms of it? Like, what if I was your man and I wanted my my backyard? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I can't. I tried it years ago with my boyfriend, and I let him go in, and I'm like, get it out. And then my poor husband now for 20 years, the poor man just wants to try it. I'm like, no, mm-mm. Because here's my thing, and I don't know if this will get too into it, but if you're in the middle of doing that to me, and I want you to stop because I want to go down on you, I don't want to be sucking any shit. That's the way I look at it.
So here's what you got to do. Like, you can't stop that train once it's in the tunnel.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, I feel bad for my husband, but so you know, you should have met me a couple years before you did. You would have had your chance. And
no, you
got
nothing he could do to get you that experience.
I'm telling you, he tried. He's like, "Oops, wrong hole." I'm like, "Yeah, try it again and see what happens." I'm using those teeth.
So let me ask you this then. So what if he said he wanted it done to him by you?
Ew. Like it's just the whole fact of it like it has nothing to do for me. Like if a guy likes it has nothing to do with like I'm thinking he's gay or any of that shit. It's just the whole I'm a real clean person and ooh, I just get grossed out by the
You have anal animosity.
There you go. That's it. Ugh. Ugh.
You got anal animus.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, I can't. I love tonight the stories were cracking me up. And I had to call in. This is my first time calling in. And I have never laughed so hard in my life. You got to have some more of those edibles.
Yeah, we got to do the job. I thought about it like tonight. I said, you know what? I said, I want to do a segment where we just call it and we just talk about stuff that's typically off limits. And this was really fun.
It was
late night, kiddos are in bed, and we're just grown people who probably had us a nice glass of Chianti, a nice something, a nice smoke of something. And we're just up and we're just having friendly conversations we used to have back at band camp.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just had to call in and just put my two cents in because I know there weren't a lot of women calling in, but I really enjoyed the stories. I love listening to you and watching your shows. I'm actually a little bit, like, I caught on late to you. It's been a little bit over a year now. You really do make a difference, and I appreciate everything that you're doing. And you got a fan for life.
Y'all always try to make me cry at the end. Why do y'all do this? Always trying to make me cry. But I tell you what, it means a whole lot to me, especially when women say they find a value in what I say, because I know I'm very hard on women, the women side of things. And it's like, I feel like a dad that has to explain to the kid, I have to be harder on you than I am other people because you matter. And the relationship between men and women matter. And if we don't fix it, it's going to get to whatever society we look at now and whatever problems we look at, they're going to get worse. And they're going to keep getting worse. We don't fix the problems between men and women. I mean now.
That's right. That's right. But you know what? You're the champion of it. You keep it going, and you got a whole nation there following you. It's just, it's been one hell of a year since I found you, came across you, and I'm so thankful and so grateful.
Thank you so much.
You're just so kind-hearted, you can tell. You're just really a kind-hearted gentleman. And funny as hell, too.
I figure if you can help the world with anything, if you can just give them a little bit of laughter.
That's right. It's all it takes. Made my night.
Yeah. I think we all...
Even though I got anal animosity.
You got to get over that. You got to get over that. What has the anus done to you? What has the anus ever done to you?
Well, if it does happen, I promise I will call back in on the show and let you know.
We gonna have to do a follow up show like Jerry Springer. We gonna have to have all the follow up for the people who've never done it to call in and experience it.
There you go. That's what I'll do. I'll treat my husband tomorrow.
You should, and like do it the way he just least expected, in a way he least expected. Throw him off. Just you gotta just surprise him. Put your legs up and tell him you want to blindfold him. Rub it around down there and then put it in the wrong spot. And then tell him to take it off. Or just take pictures of it on your phone and not let him know he's doing that. Keep the blindfold on him. And then after he finished, show him the pictures. Look at where you were.
You know what? I think I might do that. And if I can get it done tomorrow, I'm going to email you.
You got to. That would be hilarious. I'll tell you, he'll love you for life and he'll be embarrassed. But he will love him. He will love that.
That's what I'm going to do. It. I'm definitely going to try and get it in tomorrow.
Somebody in the chat room said, yell out, got him.
This is great.
Thank you so much. Wonderful phone call, and thank you for all the sentiments that you said inside your last part of your speech.
Yes, thank you. You're wonderful. Have a great night.
You too. You go, ooh, that go your dick into my ass. Oh, my. Ooh. I'm going to leave y'all now. Because this is ridiculous. I had a wonderful show. You guys were a wonderful audience. We're going to start doing this once a week. Soto Sex Talk 101. I'm Tommy Sotomayor. I'm out.